Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Where do you want to eat dinner?
I know. There's this little place called Tartine down in the village.
Yeah?
Yeah, bring your own.
I don't know. I mean, what kind of food is it? Is it like Moroccan or something?
French.
French? No, yeah. Fuck that. Fuck the French.
A little coq au vin?
No, fuck the coq au vin. Fuck that.
Steak frites?
Stop it. Just stop talking French. Hey, welcome to Cheater and the Rude. This is Lee Papa here without Jeff Kreisler, who is home with his brand new... I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
I don't think you should.
I shouldn't? No. Okay. His brand new
car.
Honda. And anyway, he's not here today. However, I am joined in studio by the Tennessee gent himself,
I like it when you call me that.
Do you?
I do.
I wish I could say it in French to you. So, Drew Overton. Greg, I'm getting a little echo. Am I sounding echoey out there? No? Okay, good. So, welcome, Drew.
Thanks so much. Always glad to help out a breeder.
Yes, thank you. So, so we're just figuring out. You know what? Maybe we could go down there. Occupy Wall Street's having a big thing. Right tonight.
Like a buffet?
No, not a buffet. I think they're actually going to be at... Usually there is a buffet, and it's a very nice buffet. It's kind of vegan, so it's a little, you know, I'm kind of a meat eater,
yeah.
Butter eater,
mm-hmm.
You know, egg, yeah. Raw mm-hmm. Egg.
I got it. I understand.
Yeah. I like the fat. I like the fat is what I'm saying. So I was... but what I was thinking was possibly going down to Lincoln Center. Lincoln Center, they're having a big action. They're trying to have a general assembly tonight at Lincoln Center.
Didn't we try that once before?
We did go down there. What did we go down there for?
Protesting of the Koch brothers.
Ah, that's right. But that was pre-Occupy Wall Street. So you see, this show has been around for a long time. long time. So
what are they doing at Lincoln Center tonight?
They're going to do a general assembly. That's where they have a meeting and they do their finger wave thing and try to come up with some ideas of future actions. There's some great future actions coming up next week. They're going to have a... they're going to do something to stop foreclosures, which I think is a great action to do. I think that if that happens nationally, that could be something that really keeps the momentum going behind Occupy Wall Street. I don't know.
How are they going to stop foreclosures?
I would say probably bodily, since that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like them to hack? I think they should hack into the banks and just, like, eliminate... What was it? The bank bailout? They could have... The recent figure that they released that it actually cost $7.7 trillion.
Correct, yeah.
They could have paid off everybody's mortgage and
but then no bonuses would have been paid.
That's true.
Stocks would have fallen.
Yeah, definitely. It's terrible.
It so, I'm thinking about Emilio Estevez in a movie from... the early 90s where he went around blowing up banks.
Oh, yeah. What movie was that?
No.
I don't remember.
Demi Moore. We'll have to figure that one out.
Yes. Oh, Demi Moore. How many people has she been through since... How many sheens has she gone through? But anyway, so Republicans are actually kind of scared shitless now of Occupy Wall Street. They are... They because the message is actually popular. Oh, you mean those rich fuckers don't want to pay anymore? Fuck those guys. It's a simple, clear message. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't think that they're that scared.
I don't know. According to Frank Luntz, who is the message guy for Republicans, he's the one that's come up with various ways to refer to different kinds of things. That buzzwords that get going. I wonder if did he come up with family values? I can't remember. What are some of the things that he came up with? Do you know, Greg?
No, I figured out the Emilio Estevez.
Oh, what's the Emilio Estevez movie?
Wisdom doesn't work.
Wisdom. It wasn't it just wisdom, though? Didn't they shorten it?
Oh, maybe that was...
Yeah, wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah.
Yes. So anyway, so Frank Luntz is having a meeting with Republicans and telling them, you know, how to talk about the... What, Greg?
I realized when I looked up, it was a review of the movie, and someone was saying, wisdom doesn't work.
Nice. So Frank Luntz says to Republicans, here's how you talk about Occupy Wall Street. Here's how you do it. First thing is that you don't say capitalism.
What do you say instead?
Instead, you say either economic freedom or free market. See, the public may prefer capitalism to socialism, Luntz says, but they think capitalism is immoral. And so they don't want to defend, they don't want to be seen as defending capitalism or Wall Street. What do you think? Is capitalism, if you hear the word capitalism, what does that make you feel like?
I'm a big fan of capitalism.
But that's not what he's saying. Bah, 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 bah. No.
No, that's you're not talking about the word.
Yes.
What kind of emotional context?
Yes. How does it make you feel? I think we have on the line...
I don't like it.
I think we have Jeff Chrysler on the line.
Woohoo!
Jeff's here.
Wah! I'm a big Frank Luntz. Wah! I want to have the boob. It gives me milk, so I'll just cry. Wah! Give me the boob!
Wow. Have you... I kept your... while you're out, secret. Did you want to... I said you were with your new Honda.
I am, where Honda is code word for... the sadness that comes with having said Frank Luntz's name three times in a 2 minute span.
Does that make him appear if you say Frank Luntz's name three times?
No, but what it does, it makes the margin of error that he might appear decrease to negative Cheney.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going through this list. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. I am busy occupying a baby street. That's all I could survive.
Have you been sleeping, Jeff? We may as well just say Jeff and
if they haven't figured it out. By
yeah,
now.
I know. Then we have the stupidest audience ever, which I don't know. Jeff just had a baby. Well, his wife had the baby. Jeff was just
this
there. Jeff was just there to stare at her vagina.
Yep. That's let's not use that word for a while, okay?
Are you traumatized? Are you traumatized by
no,
the
no,
vagina?
No, I'm having fun doing some of my own personal weird Al Yankovic-ing. Right now my child is sucking on titty juice, laid back with his mind on his mommy and his mommy on his mind. You see, it's been nonstop that level of intellectual, like, envelope pushing that I've been engaged in for a while.
Wow. You know, that's, you're an edgy comedian, and I think that people need to know that even when it comes to fatherhood, you will keep pushing it and pushing it.
Did you say I'm an edgy comedian or an edu comedian, like a hybrid education comedian word? Because I like an edu comedian.
Now we're getting to where I sounds like I'm saying you're a Jew comedian. So,
exactly. Well,
educated Jew.
An educated Jew.
So far fit.
An educated Jew comedian. Yeah, I guess that really works. That's how you need to market yourself. I am an educated Jew comedian.
I've had one of those breaks that we all get now and then of news absence, and I've just felt general noise. I know there was a Frank Luntz thing admitting.
Yeah,
you guys are talking about when I came in and into the obvious and
yeah,
some other retardy things.
I was actually posing to Drew some of the terms that Frank Luntz is saying that Republicans should use to talk about the issues of Occupy Wall Street. Like, for instance, he says, don't say that the government taxes the rich. Instead, say the government takes from the rich. Do you think that's better?
As I've said many times, and I think you've agreed, it's all messaging. I mean, the right is so much better at messaging. So, yeah, you know what? Maybe changing the word to people that actually think about it doesn't make a difference, but if it gets you one percentage point in a poll somewhere, that can make the difference. You know, if it gets you 535 votes in Florida, that can make the difference. So, yeah. It sounds a little better. It makes them seem more aggressive. You know, I think people on some level understand that taxes are a necessary evil, but taking Ooh, taking just seems wrong.
So what's the counterpoint? So then the Democrats say they're giving to the rich.
Well, the Democrats would say that the rich need to pay their fair share. That would be their talking point.
True, which is not entirely, I mean, that's what the right will hang their hats on, is if you think a fair share just means everybody pays the same amount, that would be a flat tax. That's not what the Democrats mean.
No, they mean that their fair share is that they can afford more than a middle-class person. However, Frank Luntz says, and Drew actually, you know, traffics in meetings with capitalists and rank opportunists and skeevy politicians
government officials,
and government officials. Yeah. So he
how much for a little white baby?
An uncircumcised one.
Oh.
You know what? Let's not talk about my son's penis just yet.
Is it not everything you hoped?
It's too big of a subject.
Wow. That's great. That's great. So, Drew, instead of saying middle class, Franklin says, say hardworking taxpayers.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
I'm not buying it.
No?
I just have trouble believing. Yeah, that's not true. But I have trouble believing that
Wait, what are you not buying? Are you not buying that this would be effective? Are you not buying Well, you know, I mean, these are the same people that see activist judges and everything except for Clarence Thomas's wife being a anti-healthcare reform lobbyist or whatever she is. You know, I mean, why wouldn't a turn of phrase be able to convince people that are already predisposed to believe a certain way or another? Just giving them an excuse. You're giving them an excuse to believe what you want them to believe. That's all that language and messaging does. Yeah, I just fucking made a big claim. I don't even know if it's true.
I don't even know if those words actually go together in that order, but, you know.
I like diapers.
Hey, Frank Luntz says, the three most important words you can say to an Occupy person is, I get it.
Yeah.
Say, I get that you're angry. I get that you've seen equality. I get that you want to fix the system.
But no, they don't. Dude, that's what killed me. It's like, I could buy him having some psychobabble speech, you know, calm the people, give them their little catnip type phrase, but I get it is as far from the truth. They don't get it. If you have to be told to say, I get it, you don't get it.
Oh, he's not suggesting that they get it. He's suggesting that they simply use those three words.
Like, don't say entrepreneur. Or innovator, creator. Or small business owner. Yes.
What about the fact that I get it sort of implies or sort of reflects the whole problem? Like, they get everything. Like, oh, you're worried about money? I get it. I get money.
See,
I got the money.
See, you're using your thinking brain there. Don't use the thinking part of your brain. Just use your gut. Your gut says, oh, you get it? That means you get me, man. You get it.
Well, all the people that really want, who don't have millions of dollars, is just a hug. It's just a daddy's love thing. All the people that protest are really just strippers. And I think that's what Frank Luntz is trying to say. I understand strippers and people that do whatever is necessary for money. I think that's what Frank Luntz's message is that he is the fake breast on the body. I'm done. I normally would try.
But how tired are you?
Yeah, how much sleep have you been getting there, Jeff?
Because last on this end, it's kind of nonsense.
But here's the thing. Here's the beauty of America is what I was just starting to say 2 weeks ago. I would have found an out. I would have found something at the end of that rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Now the fucking guys with the pot of gold are stabbing me in the nuts. That was a rainbow.
So wait. So I just want to get this right. Leprechauns are stabbing you in your ball sack. I just want to get that right.
Let me just say, I don't want to talk about my son's penis, but when you've cleaned poo out of the ridges of your son's sack, it's a new perspective on leprechaun nut stabbing.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Which brings us back to Frank Luntz. He's like the poo.
I was going to say that brings us to Newt Gingrich, but
same thing. By the way, do you look forward to the moment when Newt Gingrich, in his like professional condescension voice, accuses Obama of being an elitist? Like, that gets me hard. Like,
You haven't been talking to people lately, have you?
Humans? No, not humans.
Yes, or, you know, not just new humans.
Yes.
You know, Newt Gingrich is going to have a program already for your kid. Did you know that?
No, this is a thing I did not
know. Well, he's saying that children born into poverty aren't accustomed to working unless it involves crime. So he believes that child labor laws need to be loosened so that, say, a poor kid can be an assistant janitor and work for free
at the school.
Yeah, you have a head janitor, and then you have all these apprentice janitors and you fire all the other janitors, the union janitors making their fancy janitor wages, and so you put the kids to work. He wants children to work.
Why don't you just call them interns, which they already do, or why doesn't he run a media company which will give you $50 for
when your son is cleaning the toilets at the schools where, say, future members of Congress go?
But they're going to be doing it between class, before class, after class. They're still going to school, Lee.
The only thing I do see as a positive in his plan is if my son cleans toilets, it will make up for what I am starting to realize is going to be a long toilet-related beginning to his life. There's sort of a vindictiveness that I will appreciate in what Newt is saying.
You know, Newt's been amazing this week. I mean, because now he's declared. He said, I will be the nominee. It's over. I'm going to be the nominee. Kiss my giant 71-year-old hairy ass. I will be the nominee. And so now he's going crazy with the plans. He wants a double fence between here and Mexico.
Why a double fence in case, like, the borders bulge so much?
Do you know how many poor kids live down there that could go to work on that fence?
In between the two fences? How many kids live there?
We could build that fence.
Yeah, you get them up here to intern in fence building.
Yeah.
Child labor for everybody, man.
God, Newt is kind of awesome. Like, I remember when he first declared we having some fun with him, but he actually is a thing. See, what's scary is all the people that have blipped up, I don't want to use the word legitimate, but he's got the most possibility of actually sticking around in all the non-Romneys that have had their moment.
Dude.
He's the one, not that he's a legitimate non-crazy person, but he's...
The thing that Newt does is Newt talks crazy shit very calmly. So he'll sit there and you know, because he's a professor, he'll just act like you're a student. And when you're talking to students, sometimes you assert things, and it doesn't matter if you're completely wrong. If you say it like, I believe that poor Mexican children should come to my pool and kill themselves and slit their own throats and fill my pool with their blood and tears, and then I should be able to swim around in that because that's what America is about. And if you say it with a straight face and to an audience of yahoos like are at the Republican debates, you'd get some hooting and hollering. Yeah, I want to swim in Mexican child blood too.
The thing is, I think if the media would give me an opportunity to speak, they would know that history shows that blood-filled pools produce some of the greatest leaders our country has ever known.
I remember that. I think Abraham Lincoln was born in a pool of blood.
Yep. A lot of people don't read these books because activist librarians are taking them out of circulation.
No, that would have been Andrew Jackson that was born in Mexican blood.
Indian blood, yes.
Listen, I need to go. My 5-day-old child just won the Iowa straw poll, so I will hopefully be chatting with you and all the listeners next week in the studio.
Woo!
Drew, Lee, fix everything for us. My child is inheriting a world that's kind of awesomely absurd.
At least he'll have a job.
And clean balls.
Yeah,
and clean balls because his dad is taking care of that.
that's on his birth certificate already.
Yes, yes, I think so. That's gonna be right. That's gonna be. I'm gonna start a Twitter that's Jeff Chrysler's baby. That's the first tweet is going to be, thanks for cleaning the shit out of the waxy folds of my ball sack, Dad.
Well, I guess we just made our fortune and can start voting Republican. Goodbye, guys. I'll see ya.
Goodbye.
That was Jeff Chrysler, everyone. Cheater of the Cheater in the Rude. You can follow him at Jeff Chrysler on Twitter and buy his book, Get Rich Cheating. Cheating, that's his thing. So, you're from the South, Tennessee gent. What do you think about Newt Gingrich, Southern guy, writes all these history books, was a complete fuckbag when he was Speaker of the House, essentially laid the foundation for the destruction of Washington as it is right now?
Well, I think he's done a lot of good since then.
Like?
Well, you know, he's been a lobbyist. Oh, no. He said he wasn't.
No, you're right. He did. He said
he was not a lobbyist, that they paid him $30,000 a month for his opinion.
For he was a citizen. That's what he said.
He was a citizen,
that's not right. A lobbyist. And also that when he worked for Fannie Mae, he was a historian advising them about banking history, I guess.
For millions?
$1.3 or $5 million, I can't remember exactly what it was.
That's a really highly paid historian.
It really is, you know, it is. Yeah. Say, speaking of banging bitches, that segues us to Herman Cain.
Apparently they just came out with some emails and
really?
Phone records.
Really?
And I'm questioning his judgment.
Are you?
I am. Because I think he should just stick it out. And he's saying he's going to make a decision in a week.
Well, because he just met with his wife.
Oh, is that what it is?
Face to face. Yes, he had not seen his wife face to face since the allegations came out earlier this week.
Interesting.
Yes.
So what's the week going to do? I figure if you're going to go in for a penny, in for a pound. So might as well just stick it out.
No, you're right. I want it to come out that he's in an open marriage.
That would be fantastic.
That's what I want. I want it to be, Herman Cain says, you know what, my wife is perfectly fine with me banging as many women as I want to bang. In fact, this woman with the 13-year affair, she's just one of so many women I've been banging that I can't even keep up. Open marriage. You want to know something else? I like jacking off while my wife is blowing other men. That's what I want. I want Herman Cain to just come out in favor of open marriage.
That would be fantastic.
It would be. It would be.
It'd be a game changer.
It would be. I mean, because
then the whole political landscape.
Oh, can you think of? I mean, first of all, I think that for one thing, Newt Gingrich would be insanely jealous. Like, holy shit! Why didn't I think about that when I was, you know, talking over the divorce settlement with my cancer-treated first wife in the hospital, or when I was, you know, banging that congressional staff member at the same time that I was impeaching Bill Clinton for lying about banging an intern.
Did he do that?
Oh, yeah.
I was unaware of that.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know about that.
Yeah. Well, that became his second wife? I think that was his second wife.
Oh, well, then it's okay.
But then he cheated on the second wife and was banging somebody who was Callista, his third wife. So he's consistent.
It's all perfectly okay if you marry
marry the person?
Yeah.
Oh, but what if you just declare, you know what, free love. Herman Cain believes in free love.
Well, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot less expensive.
I just want Herman Cain to come out with a statement. Herman Cain likes pussy. Herman Cain is going to bang as many women as he possibly can. Herman Cain's wife is totally cool with that. Say something, Herman Cain's wife. Herman Cain's wife is fine with it. Herman Cain's wife just said she's fine with it. Now the rest of America needs to think about other things other than Herman Cain banging all these women.
But I have a feeling the rest of America is only going to be thinking about Herman Cain banging all these other women.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Once you put it out there.
I think so. I think so. Herman Cain, 13-year extramarital affair. His campaign's over. I'm going to miss him.
You got another week.
I think so.
Yeah. Somebody else will step up to the plate. I don't think you have to worry.
Yeah, I think so. Mitt Romney is still there.
He is.
Do you like Mitt Romney?
I do like Mitt Romney.
Why do you like Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney has phenomenal hair.
He does. Yeah. He does. I could tell that you might have a little, envy.
Envy.
Yes, yes.
Why? What are you saying?
I'm saying that you're balding.
What?
You don't know this? I'm sorry. I saw the greatest comb-over. I saw the greatest comb-over. Guy did both sides over and up. It was
nice.
Fucking awesome. It was an incredible comb-over. He looked like a Skeezak from Land of the Lost.
Nice.
It was just amazing. Was it Skeezak?
Sleazak.
Sleazak?
Yeah. Sleestax.
Sleestacks, that's Sleestax. It. Sleestacks, wow.
That's going back.
That's right. I was digging deep there. And but anyway, yeah, Mitt Romney and his hair were on Fox News this week.
What happened?
You know what happened.
I don't know. He had a temper tantrum.
He did. He had a hissy.
Yeah.
He had a Mormon hissy fit.
This seems to kind of run rampant through the entire crowd there.
That they all have these breakdowns?
Yeah.
Except
they're
Gingrich.
Temper tantrums.
Except Gingrich.
Which is why he's leading.
That's right. Last night, I dined on the entrails of poor people. And let me tell you, that was a delicious meal. Now, the history of the campaign says that that the true Republican leader always dines on the entrails of poor people. And again, he's saying crazy shit. You know, Ron Paul says crazy shit. He sounds crazy. Newt Gingrich says crazy shit.
It's all about the delivery.
It's all about the presentation. Newt Gingrich could say, I want to have spikes that come up out of the Rio Grande River that are specifically aimed at the rectums of illegal immigrants so that it tears them out from the from out of their assholes. And he can say it in a way that it sounds like, well, yes, professor, that is an eminently reasonable position.
But I think you're missing a point there. I think that there's enough people out there that think that's completely rational.
Ooh, ouch.
That's the scary part of it, right?
Yeah.
That there's enough people out there that think, you know what, that makes perfect sense. The fence isn't going to be enough. Mm-hmm. The two fences aren't going to be enough. We need the spikes.
We need rectum
in the Rio
spikes.
Grande.
Rectum spikes in the Rio Grande.
In the Rio Grande.
I think that's a campaign slogan that Newt can run on.
But there's enough people out there that support it.
Wow.
I know.
Man.
It's a little disappointing, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for bringing
Sorry.
Us down.
Sorry,
I wanted to end on a funny note of illegals getting speared to the rectum and hanging there like they're going to be Vlad the Impaler's next victims.
Yeah.
But no, you had to go dark. You've been listening to Cheater in the Rude. With Lee Papa, in today is the Tennessee gent, Drew Overton, and joining us by phone from the nursery was Jeff Chrysler. You can follow me at Rude Pundit on Twitter, and you can read the blog, Rude Pundit, rudepundit.blogspot.com. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome, Lee.